skills. So when I used to bring forth these attunements and engagements and a considerable value, in other words, fairly close to where I was presented, they're no longer willing. So we want to remember there's no there. It's really our higher aspect, our higher self, that even when we open up to our beloved masters that are joining with us, there's no separation. So what we're really doing is allowing the truth of self to be exposed, to be heard, to be entitled, to be witnessed, to be canvassed, to be orchestrated. So as we allow ourselves to receive the gift of liberation, so liberation is liberation from our lower consciousness, where we're just following the mind, where we're just following the ego, where we're just sort of lost in this abyss. So the liberation is going beyond to that place where we're one with the central sun, where we're one with our devotional essence, our eternal self, that we're graduating to, that we're being guided to, that we're being so asserted. Is it sort of like, here you go, here you go. So the reason they had apparently provided the demonstration of, even though my heart was ready, my meditation was done, there was a moment's pause where I had to go a little higher to receive the grander aspect of the truth of us all. So the reason they brought forth that demonstration is to remind each of us to persevere. So in other words, not to sort of be succumbed to that lower mind output, because it's going to remain steady and it's going to, you know, sort of do its thing. And so we're being guided to a higher placement of our truest consent, our truest reality, that if they're saying, if you witnessed, was just a couple of breaths away. So in other words, it just required a pause, an opening up, a surrendering to. So we want to really realize that higher circumstance, that higher attainment, is very conceivable, it's very possible, it's very manageable. So they're sort of reminding us, like when we get what we call triggered, you know, we have that unconscious reaction, that we're not obligated to stay there. We're not obligated to source our next experience from that placement. That with a few short orders, in other words, with a few breaths, a few intentional considerations, that we allow ourselves to merge, they're saying, with the Almighty Presence. So we want to remember that the truth of self, you know, I am that I am. The truth of self is one joined with that higher knowing. And that's what we're making available. That's what we're making possible, because as we exit 3D, we're exiting polarization. We're exiting right, wrong, good, bad. We're exiting sorrow. We're exiting the like tailgating our past associations, and we're moving with ease to unity consciousness, where we're all united, where there's a higher placement, there's a higher persuasion, there's a higher advanced standing, so that everything that is sourced is for the best and highest good of all. So remembering that we're master creators, and that we're learning how to create from our light source, we're learning how to create from our higher placement rather than the old administration, because again, that's what the evolution of consciousness is all about. So as you will allow yourselves to stand tall, so stand tall is asserting your column of light. So we want to really remember that we're light. And we want to start feeling that grandness. We want to feel that like grander presence that is providing new provisions, new source attainments. So source attainments is we're receiving ourselves in our higher glance. And so as we create anew, because we're creating out of that creative essence that is already in the future, that is timeless, that understands. It's almost like making a chess move. We don't want to just keep playing the old game. We want to evolve. So allow yourselves to be promoted. Allow yourselves to move into that illuminated drawing where we're drawing from source, where we're drawing from heavenly bliss, where we're drawing from our highest consent, where we're no longer just sort of playing ping pong back and forth. The ego goes. It's sort of like we're stepping out of time and creating a new association. So each of us have a divine witness and a divine potentiality that is ready to, they're saying, explode. And so the explode is, it's like this explosion of light where we reach a new consensus and understanding of self, where all possibilities exist. So this is where people suddenly go into remission and there is no disease. There is no sorrow. There is no past triggering. There is no past. And so you're creating that potentiality with focus of drive. So in essence, we're saying yes to all that is waiting for us to receive. So just imagine like your higher self, your divine self, your I Am presence is here with all of these giftings. And they want to give that to you. They want to see it materialized in form. So we can be eternal witnesses of light out of form. But the idea is to bring forth that manifestation while we're still canvassing with the mind body so that we can bring this into this element, into this consciousness. And we're all good stewards of light. So in other words, it's almost like you're looking at your eternal record and it's like, wow, I'm qualified to do this. Like I'm an expert, I'm a master. So anything where you give yourself that helping hand of recognizing that you're not just 3D, or not just the mind is holding all the past associations, that in fact, it's you're holding that master consciousness that understands how to master consciousness, and you're reacquainting yourself with your true delivery. So it's almost like, okay, these are the gifts that I want to assume, that I want to bring forth, and you hold that steady while I assimilate, while I open up, and then it's going to be easy passage, easy promotion, easy allowance. So allow yourselves to receive the gifts of all pervasive glory, so that all pervasive glory is what we refer to as God or our divine self. And so it is here, it is aligning with us. It's waiting for us to be a good steward of all our consent. So this is very easy, it's very natural. It's something that we each enjoy doing, that it's like, you know, let's bring heaven or earth. Let's bring this notice of higher status, of higher consciousness, of higher draw into this very existence. So allow that to be duly noted, allow that to be presented, allow that to be orchestrated, allow that to be given. So when we say given, it's sort of like, you know, do you allow? And it's like, yes. So that's the equivalent of thy will be done. Thy will be done. But we remember, some of us still a little have trepidation about that, because, well, what is thy will after? We would like to know. So the more we remember that thy will, it's our own divine essence. It's our own I Am presence. So it brings it a little closer to, okay, that's okay. I can do that. So we're allowing that to take place. We're allowing that to take place. So allow this new arrival to be heard, to be integrated, to be, what would be that word? Like they're saying protested, but the protest isn't against. It's more of, here, this is for you, and I protest against your old infancy where you want to have it all. You want to allow all of yourself to be engaged, to be joined with, to be exposed. That word, exposed, work. So when I said exposed, it was like, ding, you know, drop. So we're receiving that, like, I just receive it as divine diamond light. So we're receiving that diamond light. We're opening up to our sacred witness or sacred essence. So again, that heart that, you know, sort of sometimes needed a sledgehammer to access, because we've all been hardened to some degree because of the lower consciousness. So now we're allowing ourselves to be heard and recognizing that, in fact, that was the ploy of the ego, where our higher state is our protection. Our higher state brings us all new course of value. So to reach that higher state, we're surrendering to that light, and we're allowing that heart to gently open. We're allowing that heart to gently open. So that's where we be like little kids, little children, that this is like opening up the surrender, the trust, the assimilation of grace. So allow that grace to be given. Remember what we're receiving. We're receiving for the benefit of all sentient beings, all peoples, all animals, all consciousness on earth. So the more we receive and allow, it's not just for the individual I. It's for the greater united one. The greater united one. So every time we wish, like, oh, I wish someone else would just understand, as we stand under our light, our bliss, that helps all to understand, because darkness is the absence of light. So the way we gift the many is by welcoming in our light, welcoming in our new charge, our new activation. So allow that to assimilate, and allow that to bring forth new ideas, new happenings, new insights, new healings, new healings, new healings. So they asked me to say that three times. Healing can be physical, emotional, spiritual, mental healings. Taking that deep breath in, allowing it to converse. So in other words, this new awareness is conversing in all of our chambers. So just notice if you have any closed doors in your mansion, any doors where this is good enough, let me just jimmy it, let me just put tape on it, let me close my ears to it. That wants to receive the light. That wants to receive the healing. So there may be shame attached to it. There may be, I'm not ready to receive. I don't even want to look at it. I'm closing that door. So when I'm saying that, I see a door of mine closed, and I see the light coming under the slit at the bottom of that door. So even though it's closed, it's showing me that the light can still assist. And so that kind of gives us an opportunity for new evolved status. In other words, new ideas of what's possible. Oh, I didn't even think the light could even help, so I wasn't even going to try. But the light's coming. The light's coming. The light's coming to relieve the darkness. So then we feel more ready. We feel more present and more trusting. So allow that light to consume. Allow that light to consume. So for me, there was a particular relationship where there was just light. I just receive the other person just in their light body. Allow the light to consume. Dedicating all that has been given, all that has been received for all on earth and earth herself. Receive, receive, receive. Allowing it to travel to all that have need. Changing your past. Remember, past can change and everything occurs in the present. So changing the past is seeing the past a new way. It's a changed past. The same for future. When we receive grace with ease, we no longer need to play out the darkness. So we switch timelines. And seeing that occur easily, effortlessly. Effortlessly. So it's not about force. That's the old way. It's more about alignment and grace and allowance. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.